speech against which my boss measures everything I send him, no matter what the occasion. He says, well, it's not quite like the Gettysburg Address, but it'll do.
Oh, man, that must be challenging. So I guess it is short. And, as I understand it, Lincoln didn't think it was very good when he delivered it.
Well, he did. There's a myth that he wrote it on the back of an envelope on the train heading up. That's not true. He spent days working on it, so I think he understood it was a moment worth investing the time in. But I think it does favor compare favorably to Edward Everett, who spoke just before President Lincoln. He spoke for 2 hours, which I think would challenge even the most ardent C-SPAN watcher. I think the brevity, 266 words, certainly favors or compares favorably to 2 hours.
Yeah, I want to say that's sort of like a Castro speech. That guy can go on forever.
Yeah, no, but I think your other source made a very good point that the brevity really, it's a flawless example of the use of the English language. And obviously the dramatic times in which President Lincoln spoke imbued it with its importance over time. Like as Scott noted, it was not really given a lot of attention at the time, but over time, you look back at the drama of the times, the fate of the Union hung in the balance, and I think that's why we remember it the way we do today.